Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of East Ormond. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The Martyrs of Uganda.
Mutesa is dead. Long live Mwanga. Hail the chief. Hail Mwanga.
Just what are you trying to say, Mbaga? Out with it. I am chief now. Because you say I can trust you, how can I be sure? Answer, Mbaga.
Mwanga, I am a warrior. Just a warrior. Surely you haven't forgotten that I swore allegiance to you long before you became chief?
I have not forgotten. I also remember that you betrayed my brother. Mutesa trusted you. It could happen again.
Oh, betray you? Why?
The white priest called you a name this morning.
What did he call me?
Did he not call you General?
I still do not understand.
Why did he call you General?
It is a name the white man uses.
Does it not mean chief?
No, not in the way you think. A general leads warriors.
And that is all?
That is right. It is only a name, a title. Why, even Father Ludell is a soldier. That is what he said. He is a soldier, too.
A general?
Oh, I do not know. He said he is in the army of Jesus Christ.
Where is this Christ?
In heaven.
Heaven?
Yes, that is what the priest said.
What else did he say?
Jesus Christ is God.
God. These priests have a God to lead them.
They say Jesus Christ is the true God. They tell our people that the gods we worship are false.
The missionaries say our gods are no good.
Why? Not in those words, but that is what they mean. Father Ludell said that for us to find salvation, we must become Christians and follow the ways of Jesus Christ.
Follow me, follow never. I am a chief. I follow nobody.
This is what I've been trying to make you understand, and you have mistaken my good intentions.
You are very friendly with these priests. I am not mistaken in that.
And with good reason. The Catholics, the priests, these missionaries are your enemies. That is why I have gone among them, to let them think I am a friend.
Go on.
The Christians came after you were banished to the interior. Your brother Mutesa, he welcomed them. And our people helped build the church and mission house of the Catholic missionaries. And in turn, these missionaries who have come here to Africa made our people become discontent. Now the people, if they give up our gods and become Catholics, what do you think? Who will they follow? In whose army will they serve? Who will be the leader? You? Or this Jesus Christ?
You speak wisely.
I say drive the missionaries out.
get rid of the Catholic priests?
No, not them. Not right away. They come later. First, we must drive out the Catholics among our own people.
Who are they?
The most outspoken is Joseph Macassar. He is dangerous.
Macassar? Joseph?
You know him. Joseph is a name the Catholics gave him.
Oh, yes, I know him. So he became a Catholic.
A leader. The others follow him.
Who are they?
I have their names. There are many. And a number of them are here in the royal house.
What do you say?
The Christians have a foothold, especially with the younger ones. The young ones are learning. They're studying to become Catholics.
The missionaries are dangerous. I see that. And they are powerful. And yet with all their power, they could not prevent my brother dying of the fever.
Maybe they did not want to.
That is possible. Anyway, Metessa was a weakling. They will have no such luck with me.
I have a plan.
Oh, you have given this much thought, have you not?
To protect your interests. I did not come forward sooner because I had no solution to offer.
And now?
A stroke of luck. While I was hunting this morning, I came across an old friend from Namugongo. Next week, he is leading a caravan to our country.
What has this to do with the Catholics?
The caravan will be headed by a Protestant missionary, James Harrington.
Harrington? Protestant? What is this Protestant?
I do not know. I do know a Protestant is not a Catholic, but he is a Christian.
It is very confusing.
It is, but it seems they are of different tribes.
Well, what is your plan?
Suppose these Protestants were all killed, and the blame was put on the Catholics. We would be rid of these Catholics and Protestants once and for all.
We could blame Macassar and his followers. Tell the people that it was a Catholic priest who wanted the Protestants killed, eh?
Huh?
You know, Mbaga, I am just beginning to realize how much of a thinker you are. I shall watch you more closely from now on.
What?
No, I see into your eyes and I see into your mind that you cannot keep away from my throne. Can you?
Oh.
Never mind. You keep your eyes on my throne, and I'll keep mine on you.
Father! Father! Father Lodell!
Joseph, what is it? What's wrong?
They are chasing me.
Oh, who's chasing you?
He's trying to stir up the people. Stir them up against me, against the church. They're saying I led them.
Now, Joseph, calm down. You're not making any sense. Who is saying these things, and why? What are you talking about?
Mwanga. He's got Mbaga and his warriors chasing me. They'll be here any minute.
But why, my boy? Why?
They say I killed Reverend Harrington.
What?
Reverend Harrington and his caravan were massacred.
Oh, eternal rest give unto them, O Lord. Let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace, amen. Those poor souls.
I didn't do it.
Of course you didn't. But why should you be suspected?
Don't you see, Father? They say I led some of the catechumens, that we did it.
But it should be obvious to the people that it's a plot to
Listen. Listen, Father. They are coming.
Casa! Casa! We know you're in there. Come out! You hear? Come out or we will burn this place down.
Hear that? He'll burn the mission house. He means us.
We must do something.
No, it's me they want. They want to kill me. I must go out before they do you harm.
Courage, my son. We'll face them together. We're coming out.
You, priest. Him. We want him.
Why do you want Joseph?
In your civilization, you have laws. We have laws here.
Are you talking about God's laws?
Do not talk to us about your God.
He is everyone's God.
You know the laws I mean. This man was killed. He must be punished.
He has been accused, not convicted.
He must stand before our king and be judged according to our laws.
Then let him be judged, but also let him be heard.
He shall speak before Mwanga.
Joseph has nothing to hide.
Let us take him.
Father, I am not afraid. Anyway, it's useless. You can't reason with him.
The king is waiting. We have wasted enough time. Seize him.
Children, I stand before you today. My heart is heavy. Our brother Joseph has been put to death. We all witnessed it. We all saw him beheaded. Killed for a crime he did not commit. In knowing he died in a state of grace, we find solace. Joseph is in heaven.
Everybody rise! The king! Silence!
This is the first time I have entered the white man's church.
We never turn anyone away.
Who is that on the cross?
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
So that is Christ. He is your leader. He's dead.
He died to save men's souls.
So? And he is your God?
He is everyone's God.
Ha! You people! Is this the God you would follow? A God who died on a wooden cross? A God that teaches killing?
That's not true. Our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us to love, not hate, not to kill. And we pray before the cross to remind us of Christ so that we may imitate his virtues.
All very fine words. But it would be wise for you to remember that you are here because I allow it.
Father Lauderdale and the other missionaries are here because we want them.
Who said that? Who speaks?
It is I.
Come up here. Silence! Listen to Mwanga.
Who are you?
Charles Luanga.
I have seen you before.
He is in charge of the royal pages.
A Christian?
I am.
A traitor in my house?
I am no traitor.
You are whatever I say you are. You are no better than Makasa. Sneaking around my house, teaching and preaching about his God, Christ. Maybe you are one of the killers.
I am guilty of nothing. Neither was Joseph.
I have witnesses. Well,
where are they? Why didn't they come forth?
And have you Christians killed them?
That is right.
You Christians would kill them. You would kill the witnesses.
That is a lie.
Chief Mwanga, it won't work. Believe me, what you're trying, it won't work. Christians have been persecuted for over 1,800 years. You can't shake our faith. No amount of tyranny has or ever will. So you see, it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't. Whatever you do, even if you killed us all.
I see. Father Lauderdale, perhaps you are a brave man. I don't know. And you? You people out there, do you agree with this priest? Is your faith in that cross as strong as his?
We believe in God. One God. We place our faith in him.
You want to show off your bravery too? You speak for all these people?
In this matter, I believe I do. We want only the right to worship as we please.
You have no rights, only those I wish to give you. You people out there, you hear this fool? This man, Luanga, who now calls himself Charles because he is a Christian? Do you think as he does? Do you agree with what he says? Think about it. You saw what happened to Makasa. He followed Christ. Think about that too. Those of you who follow me, I will consider my friends. Who will follow me? There is not one, eh? Not one among you who wants to be my friend? Very well then. Stay here. Pray to your God on that cross. While you all die.
brother.
Oh, I must have fallen asleep. What's wrong?
I had to see you. I may never get another chance.
Why? What's happened?
The king has killed another. Huh? Dennis.
Dennis? When?
A few minutes ago. None of the others know yet.
When will it stop? Dennis murdered? Why?
Mwanga found out about Kigoa.
You mean Dennis was murdered because he was giving religious instructions to Kigoa?
That's right.
He killed Dennis because his favorite page had become a catechumen?
I'm afraid that this is only the beginning.
Mwanga is driven by fear, and Mbaga and the other officers are playing on his fears.
The king has sent for the witch doctors. Some are here already.
Charles, I think you should stay home tonight. Don't go back to the royal house.
Oh, I must. The catechumens depend upon me. I can't desert them.
I wasn't suggesting you desert them. I mean, just for tonight. We may know something by morning. I knew the calm of this past week was too unreal.
They are plotting.
Yes, but what? If we only knew. We must try and protect the people.
Listen.
What?
The drums. The war drums.
War?
Yes. He's calling for the executioners. Father, may I make my confession?
Of course, my son.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
The witch doctors are here to hear your word.
Good. I welcome you. I have sent for you because we are threatened. Not by spears, but by words. Catholic and Protestant missionaries are spread among us. We have never faced a greater enemy.
The king speaks the truth. We are surrounded by Christians. They spread their word among all the peoples. They must be driven out, or they must be destroyed. Even as you were gathering, Mwanga was sending out the call for our executioners.
Tomorrow the converts will renounce Christianity, or they will renounce life itself. When the sun is at its highest, you men will sit in judgment of these Christians.
What of the Catholic priest?
I have not decided their fate. First things must come first. Now make ready for tomorrow. Can I count on you?
Yeah. They're all around the place. The building is surrounded. Guards are everywhere. There's no possible chance of escape. Everybody remain still. Remember, we're together. We are one. Have faith in God. Whatever happens, don't lose faith. Not for a moment. And you must never forget, it's God's will. We're Christians. Always keep the name of Jesus on your lips. Ask for his mercy, whatever our fate. Ask for his help. Pray that we're deserving of it. Shh. Be still. Say nothing. God is just a few feet away. He's listening. Who has not been baptized? Raise your hand. Kizito. Mwafu. Gagoa. Marumba. Get down on your knees. Kizito, you'll be first. I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
I am glad you came, Father Ludell. Today we will learn if my people really want to follow your God.
The village is like an armed camp, Mwanga. Are you so afraid? Do we frighten you so much?
I am afraid of nothing.
Can't I make you understand? We Christians, Catholics, and Protestants alike,
We mean you no harm. We're not here to undermine your authority, only to uplift your soul. Did you really believe you could convince anyone that Joseph Macassar committed those killings?
He did.
Can it be that you now believe your own lie?
Priest, you are wasting your words on me.
The pity of it is we wanted you for a friend.
I don't want to be friends with any Christian.
So be it.
I had those people killed. Is that what you wish to hear? I can't have anybody killed, including you. Are you afraid?
No. If that is how I can best serve God, then I will die gladly.
Only fools wish to die. And die they will. In a few minutes, all the pages of my royal house will be brought before me. If they wish to save themselves, they will renounce your God, this Christ. If not, all who choose Christianity will be burned at the stake.
But this is insane. Have you no feelings, son?
I am protecting what is mine.
But we present no danger to
you.
These
are my people. I hold their lives in my hands. I decide their fate. You should thank your God that I am allowing you to live. And one more thing. I am going to allow you to stay. Yes, you can stay right here in my village. Of course, after today, you may have trouble finding people who want to die. It is time. Come. I want you to watch.
Hail Mwanga! The whole village is here.
Good. Bring out the pages.
The prisoners. Bring them up.
Bring them up here. Up here. I want everyone to see. These are my pages. They are brought before me as prisoners. Traitors to their king. We know how to deal with traitors. Do we not? I want all of you pages who are Christians to step forward. Is that all? There do not seem to be so many. Mbaga, count the Christians.
Yes, Mwanga.
Charles Lawanga, I see you out there. You are the leader of these Christians, no doubt.
I am a Christian. We all are. You can see where we stand.
You speak bravely now. Soon we shall see.
Mwanga!
What is it? What is wrong, Mbaga?
My son is among them. Kizito is a Christian.
Did you not know? I kept it as a surprise for you. That is why I am the king and you are only the warrior. Your son will suffer the same fate as the others.
What's my son?
Patience, patience! Patience, my loyal subjects. And now you who are not so loyal, you young men, my pages, is this how you repay my kindness? This is how you show your loyalty to me. I shall show you one more kindness. I offer you your lives. You can save your lives. Renounce Christianity.
I can't remain silent any longer. I must speak.
Quiet, priest, or you will join them.
Father Lodell, please. Don't give him an excuse to kill you. You're needed. The people need you. You must stay alive. You must. So that you can spread the word of Christ. The 15 of us aren't the only Christians in this village. You people, all of you, look. Look around you. The man standing next to you might be a Christian. He could be your brother. He is your brother. Look here, little Kizito. His father, Mbaga. Is there anything I can say about him that you don't already know? Look at Mbaga's face. Yes, Mbaga, Kizito is a Christian. No matter how hard they try, Mbaga, or Mwanga, or others like him, no matter what the hardships, they'll never be able to keep God out of men's hearts.
Silence! Silence him! I will put this question to you just one time. Do you intend to remain Christians?
Till death.
Then put them to death.
Persecution did not stop there, but spread. And both Protestants and Catholics gave their lives rather than deny Christ. Within a year of the death of Charles Lwanga and his followers, the number of baptized among the Boganda had risen from barely 200 to over 500, and of the catechumens from over 800 to well over 3,000. Charles Lwanga and 19 others were canonized by Pope Paul VI, October 18th, 1964. Once again, the often quoted words of the African Tertullian: "The blood of martyrs is the seeds of Christians," were exemplified.